brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
Well, we have to move to 2:30 because Three's Company's on at 2.
And we don't discuss the sexy time, so we don't discuss everything good in life.
Well, but wait, which Three's Company is it? Is it the Norman Fell? Is the landlord, or is it the Don Knotts as the landlord?
Norman Fell.
I like the Don Knotts.
The
Don Knotts is better.
I'm sorry. I grew
they
up
let
watching
those
Andy
girls
Griffith.
Go crazy.
Yeah. It was great. I'm more an Andy Griffith fan, so yeah.
Mm. It's okay.
Whatever. Thigh Master, Suzanne Summers.
We're still a half hour off.
Yeah, we are half an hour off. But that's
all right.
That's
Two's Company's at 3, so we're going to beat them.
This is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, when you're in Florida, it's nice to be in the basement.
It's a little wet, but other than that,
well,
in South Florida, there are no basements.
Well, this is what we're calling the pool deck.
Yeah.
And obviously,
if you dig a hole in the ground and you line it with concrete in Florida, we call it a pool, not a basement. So,
right.
Good old boy, Harmeet.
Thanks for having me, Bob. I really don't mean that today, though, but thanks for having me.
Well, it's all right. We don't mean it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. I do this whole show in a snorkel in the basement, so it's a good time.
Of course, he's sitting on the bottom of the pool with a snorkel.
Of course I am.
He's a little slow.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's all the copper tone he's been drinking.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yes.
You got to stop drinking the copper tone, man.
Yes, that's true.
Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And here are the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. This is an all-American single malt show. So we have Claremont.
You know, which I would normally be very excited about, but
Singles Night?
Single malts from America.
Well, Singles Night.
Yeah. There's some great ones out there.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
So we have Claremont Steep American Single Malt Whiskey. We have New Riff Sour Mash Single Malt Whiskey. Union Horse Revivalist American Single Malt. Westward Whiskey Sauterne Cask Single Malt. Westward and Ken's Artisan Sourdough Single Malt Whiskey. Westward Whiskey Cognac Cask Single Malt Whiskey. Westward's Whiskey Elements High Desert to Klamath Basin Single Malt Whiskey. And Westward Milestone Single Malt Whiskey. So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
Well, since we're doing High Desert Whiskey, I figured...
You're doing what?
Clint Eastwood should come out.
I thought that was a really bad Ronald Reagan, but okay, whatever.
It's very similar, and they're both from California. They're probably the same age. All right, one sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
It's less High Plains Drifter and more Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yeah, it's definitely Bedtime for Bonzo.
Two sips. Nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't
getting
that
better.
Nice?
Getting better. I'm respecting it now.
Threes. No, you're not. You're just being nice.
I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt.
You're just trying to be nice, and it's unbecoming of you to try and be nice, so stop it.
Come on. I have a hard time being nice.
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
I feel like you have that get off my lawn vibe from later Clint Eastwood.
I was thinking more Bronco Billy, but that's just me.
Grant Cormino, he's got that get off my lawn vibe. He's got it.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
That's the best one.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's the best one. That's right.
That's a, okay. So the last time you're hearing that today.
Thank God. Yeah.
Only if he's lucky.
Yeah, well, there's still 49 minutes of show left that we got to fill in and hopefully make up for that. So let's have Harm tell us about our first whiskey. So,
thanks, Bob. Today's first whiskey is Claremont Steep American Single Malt Whiskey. This is developed by Freddie No, the 8th generation master distiller of the Fred B. No Distillery, which is basically Jim Beam. Claremont Steep is the first American single malt in their 227-year history. Claremont Steep is a 5-year-old liquid distilled and aged in the Claremont, Kentucky. No and his team hand-selected American malted barley for the mash and used Beam family jug yeast in the natural fermentation process. It's the same yeast that is used in all Beam products and adding a sense of familiarity to every sip. The single malt was then distilled in a column still and aged for at least 5 years in bespoke barrels that were toasted and then quickly charred to a level number one, which is like putting it in the toaster on for 8 minutes. Come on, what's going on with it? What's your number?
Number one? No, it's toaster for about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, what's going on with the number one char? Well, the color so far is a beautiful copper, a little muddy. I don't know what's going on with this. Mine's looking a little cloudy.
Is it beautiful or is it muddy?
It's a light.
It's light, but then it started out beautiful, but I guess with the water, it's kind of a little cloudy. Mm. It's got a weird nose with orange peel and malted barley like Whoppers, but not without the chocolate. I guess, yeah, the water did make this cloudy. The palate is weak and this tasted young, and I don't know what to tell you about this. I mean, let me try it again. Sitting there in the glass with water, it has gotten better. It's got that orange peel. It's got the malted barley. It's got some young oak to it. A little bit of peach coming in. It's okay. It's a good first step. What do you think, Brent?
Well, on my nose, I put apples and green grass. On my palate, I got the green grass, I got some bitterness, and I got dandelion. It's a short finish.
You know, that's a good call, the dandelion. I hadn't think of that. Yeah, that's exactly it.
It's a short finish. It does not remind me of Jim Beam Distillery at all.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to remind me of that, but I don't
because
see that.
Because the jug yeast. It doesn't. No.
Doesn't remind me of that. It's not a product for me. I mean, maybe this is one of those geek bourbons or something.
No, it's their first attempt at single malt.
Yeah.
Well, first off, it's not a bourbon, so.
Right. Right. I understand that, you know, but it's still supposed to remind you of the Jim Beam Distillery.
Well, the yeast should bring some of the same characteristics.
Yes, it does, but it's supposed to, but it doesn't for me, so.
I got a little peanut in there.
Brent, I mean, Bob, what you got the peanut? What else you got? He's smelling.
You get the peanut on the nose a little bit after that water.
Get a little bit of peanut on the nose after you add some water.
It's like peanut brittle.
Yeah.
Peanut brittle and dandelions. Yep. Like Brent said.
A little bit of straw.
I still get the orange peel.
There's a little bit of orange in there, like burnt orange peel, and a little maltiness on the nose.
Whoppers. I'm getting that malt on the palate, too. A little bit of malt once you add the water.
It's gotten better with time in the glass.
Yeah, it's definitely Whoppers. It's malted milk balls. Definitely malted milk balls.
Justin, what weird note do you have for us today?
So on the nose, I thought it was sweet. And I got the Beamy yeast on it.
You do.
And then I got tang on the nose.
It's no.
Tang?
Tang.
Tang, like the stuff the astronauts drank?
Yes. Yeah.
Tang has a higher, sharp citrus note from the citric acid.
Right.
I don't get that here.
I'm getting it on the nose. At the
really?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it doesn't hit you with a hammer.
In his defense, he snorts tang every morning to wake up. So,
you know. Yeah, it works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sell it in that big paint can size one at Costco.
And your drug test comes
back
clean.
Well, there's another word that ends in tang, but, you know.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
On the palate, I thought it was sweet, pleasant, unremarkable, and the finish was sweet as well.
It was unremarkable. That's the problem.
Kind of like a glazed donut without the donut. Just glazed. Just glazed, actually.
I didn't get that sweetness. I got bitterness to mine. I mean, it's just...
Oh, interesting.
Well, you're bitter because of all single malt.
You're sitting really close to Harm.
It rubbed off, I guess.
If you move a little closer to this end of the table,
it rubbed off.
Tell you what, lean this way and see if it's any less bitter.
If you lean this way, you'll smell diabetes.
Yeah.
So it's all what you prefer.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got a rating?
I went back to it. It's still bitter.
You're still bitter.
I'm still bitter. I just don't get it. I must have something else in my glass than you guys have.
Well,
no, it's orangey and malty, and it's okay.
Yeah, I'm with Harm. It's a good first step. I mean, it's the first time they've ever done it, so it's actually. I mean, what I said when I tasted this, it was better than I thought it was going to be. Because, I mean, again, you got 227 years of making bourbon, and you're doing something this radically different.
I've had really a great American single malts out there, and I was expecting Jim Beam to come with a stronger candidate for the first time.
They need to kick it up to 130 proof and age it for 8 years, just like most of the other things we like.
It needs to be much older and higher proof.
Yeah, that's most of the things we like are that. So it's, they did that.
They have enough product out there that they could have waited on this. I don't think they had to rush it.
There was no reason to rush this.
Yeah.
4 years
I mean,
is too
that's
young.
Just my, what
and
I think about
And the number one
it.
Barrel char? What they is
wanna,
the point of that?
They want to let Freddie years. Release hmm? Stuff before
not four,
he gets
five.
Bored.
Sorry?
5 years.
Oh, 5 years. Yeah. So 5 years still.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes sense as a number, but tasting this, I would do it. And a number one barrel char, why?
Yeah. I wouldn't have done number one.
I think... One of you guys said you could stare at a barrel and make it a better than number one char.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could breathe on it hard and toast it that much. Yeah. Number one is like, you know, weigh it out in the sun in Florida.
The wood's almost green.
Yeah.
They didn't even need the new charred oak container because they weren't making bourbon.
Well, we're going to rate the Claremont Steep American Single Malt Whiskey 2 sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and this is our American Single Malt show. So we just finished talking about the Claremont Steep American Single Malt. So we're going to be going off to Brent for our next whiskey. So tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. So this next whiskey is a New Riff Sour Mash Single Malt. It's 56.9% ABV or 113.8 proof, non-age stated. So a little bit stronger than our last one. This is comprised of up to 6 different mash bills, distilled in their column beer still and doubler, and slowly matured in a variety of cask types. So the 6 mash bills include 100% Marie Otter.
Maris.
Yeah, that one too. A classic British ale malt. 100% Golden Promise, a classic Scotch malt whiskey malt.
Which I love.
Okay. Barley wine style after high gravity, heavy bodied barley wine ales. Belgian quadruple style in the fashion of rich, mellow Trappist ales. 100% Scottish peated barley malt. Heavily smoked and pungent. 100% Chevalier Harlem.
Heirloom.
Well, that one too.
Chevalier
malted
heirloom.
Barley. An 1820s vintage English variety.
I was
going to
give him Chevalier.
You know, so.
He almost got there.
Yeah, so the ones that intrigued me on this one is the heavily smoked. And so I'm thinking right off the bat, oh my God. I have a peat bomb on my hands or something, but on the color of it, this is a nice This is a nice 70s copper color for Penny. On the nose, you really get that oak and sherry and that just that dark fruit and a little bit of lemon citrus and just a little wisp of smoke. I thought it was going to be a lot more smoke than it was on it, you know?
Well, they don't give us the percentages of each of these.
Right, I understand that. And with being six of them, and we don't know how many they used of each. They said up to six.
Yeah.
You know, we
I'm
got
guessing
that.
They used all six, but the percentages vary. I mean, it's a good effort.
Right. Well, on the so on the palate, the one thing, even after adding water, the one thing is that you almost have to chew through this to get through it. It's like it's like kind of like a stickiness on the palate.
It's muddled. It's muddled. There's too much going on.
Well, yeah,
they threw everything at the wall.
I think the I think it's like overly like sherry. Like I think I get too much of that sherry and the raisin and that it's the dark fruits I get a little bit of oak to it. And just the slightest whiff of smoke. So that doesn't bother me at all. But to me,
I think schizophrenia and a glass, this would be it.
Well, I think there's too much going on here.
Yeah.
That you can't focus on any one thing.
It's that girl with multiple personalities that you dated in college.
Yeah. It's just the finish. It's just
too, party of 10.
Right. Right. I mean, I just wrote too much, you know? I mean, there's too much going on here. And too much going on and not enough for me.
Yeah. It's so weird. Justin, what do you think?
It is an American single malt infinity barrel.
Yeah.
That went wrong.
Well, I think every infinity barrel goes wrong. I've never had an infinity barrel.
Well, an infinity barrel equals a dump bucket to me.
I mean, the nose started out as dumpster fire and then the smoked peated mash component of the six kind of became dominant, but then when you drink it, it's hopelessly
muddled.
I don't think
it goes dumpster fire. I think it's more interesting.
It started there.
I mean, this is what I'm going to call the geek whiskey, really, truly here.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, I mean,
you can pick out a million things.
Right.
Yeah. They don't go together.
So many things. And if you just had one or the other, I think it's a great thing, but one gets taken over by the other, and then it gets taken over by something else, and they don't blend well together.
I mean, you can see that they're trying, and I'm happy for them. Bob?
Well, I mean, we've done a lot of New Riff on the show, and they're a solid producer. They make excellent whiskey.
Exactly.
And, I mean, honestly, the worst one we've ever had, still really pretty damn good.
Well, this is the worst one we've ever had.
I think this is the worst one we've had. And I think it's, honestly, and I think it's literally somebody just went, you know, what barleys do we have available? Well, there's like these six that we could get fairly easily. Let's do all of them. You know, it's like somebody was just trying way too hard.
They need to pare it back and be more specific.
You're trying to do way too many things all at the same time. It's cluttered. It's clumsy. It all doesn't go together. The Maris Otter and the Golden Promise, if you'd have done just one or the other, would probably be fantastic. But the two of them aren't made to work together.
The only 100% Maris Otter I've ever had is Dr. Bill Lumsden's Glenmorangie Maris Otter one.
Yeah.
And that's my least favorite.
Yeah.
I can live without Maris Otter. If you do Golden Promise.
But if you take Maris Otter and then five others, it's never going to work. I think they were doing a shotgun approach, which is not what they've done in the past. I think they got
a
little carried away.
It's a good way to kill people. It's a shotgun.
I think they just got carried away and they just tried to do too much in one bottle.
Just point.
Yeah. I think they overextended. They tried to do too much in one bottle and I think they need to.
If they had done the Golden Promise and the Scottish, the peated one,
yeah.
I think I'd be happy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like they're searching for all the answers in one expression.
It's not bad. It's not the worst whiskey.
No,
bad.
No.
It's not.
No.
Unfortunately, it doesn't come to 42.
It's cluttered. It doesn't make any sense when
it's
you drink
exciting
it.
It's exciting if you like girls who are crazy.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You like the crazy girls with the eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
what do you
it.
Think? Yeah. What do you got, a rating?
Well, we're going to.
For the girls or the spirit?
the girls automatically get bumped up one.
Well,
ahead.
The girls just cost you a house and a car and your credit rating. But we're going to rate the New Riff Sour Mash Single Malt two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that's going to bring us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Oh, my favorite. Union Horse Revivalist American Single Malt. 48% alcohol by volume, or 96% proof. I'm sorry, 96 proof, and it's non-age stated. I blame the alcohol.
I blame the alcohol, too.
Revivalist American Single Malt Whiskey is a small batch whiskey made from 100% malted barley, handcrafted using three styles of barley, Odyssey, chocolate, and caramel malts. Don't mind my fighter jet in the background. Aged 4 years plus and non-chill filtered. Each bottle is hand-numbered and signed by master distiller and co-founder Patrick Garcia. So
he's got an Irish first name and a Spanish last name.
On this one, I got the nose of a dumpster fire. The palate was pull chalk.
Go on.
Finish.
Go on.
Was the pool disc that floats around in the pool?
What an eccentric performance!
You really got a lot of chlorine.
I did.
You inhaled too much chlorine as a child.
Oh my gosh! Oh,
there's no doubt about that. What did you think, Harmeet?
Thanks, Justin. I mean, I think the color is a gorgeous copper.
It's deep, nice,
deep and burnished. Deep,
yeah. Oh my God! Looking at it, it's got so much promise in the color alone.
Yeah. So, and then you smell it, and I get this beautiful caramel and those beer malts coming out. It's got that beery note, and then there's that whiff of chlorine he gets from the swimming pool. It's like being out on a hot day by the pool and you smell that beer and you smell that little bit of chlorine and maybe some sea salt, and there's orchard fruits, there's pears, there's apples, there's peaches.
That chlorine disc might be floating too close to us on the side of the pool here today, that's all.
I mean, it's
and it then, always and, goes and to whatever part profile, of the pool you're in. You notice the
flavor
that?
you get that sharp barley note. It's kind of more beery than it is scotchy, which I feel like is a fault that a lot of American single malts do. They all start going too beery, and this is where this is to me. I don't want to taste beer in my single malt. I want to taste
the
barley. I don't need, it's not hopped, but I can almost, it fools me into thinking it's hopped. What do you think, Brent?
Yeah, so I put barley malt, barley malt, barley malt. And on the palate there, I got like a powdered chocolate and barley, like, you know, that like that powdered nesty chocolate.
This is not the one I got the chocolate on. I think there's another one.
You know, and stuff.
Ovaltine.
And a little bit of barley and malt. I mean, it was very, it wasn't enough expressions and enough variance in the palate for me. It was kind of basically sort of one note almost. Even after I added water, I just couldn't pull out enough different elements to it to make it to my.
You don't get the orchard fruits, you don't get the apples and pears.
No,
it's almost like it's going scotchy, but it's too beery for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. It's almost there. Yeah. But I see your chocolate powder coming out now.
Yeah. Well, it's a chocolate malt. I'm definitely getting the chocolate malt on it. But I'm with Harm on this one. This is leaning more in toward a chocolate malt stout to me than it is a malt whiskey. And it doesn't have to be a Scottish malt whiskey.
You don't have to do Scottish style whiskey.
It can be an American style whiskey. But this one is, if you told me that this was a malt whiskey finished in a chocolate malt beer cask, I'd go, oh yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's like a taste of beer.
If you're a beer geek, you'd love this. Absolutely love this.
Oh, I think that that's their audience.
Their target.
This, you know, their target audience.
They're nailing it.
Right.
It's that chocolate malt comes out. I mean, the maltiness is there, that sort of dry cocoa is there. I do get the fruit in it, but it's I'm with Harm. It leans a little more beery for me.
Yeah, that's it. Then I'm looking malt, for barley malt, chocolate, powdered chocolate. Yeah.
Barley, barley.
Yeah.
Yep.
And again, if it was, you know, a chocolate malt stout aged, then I'd go, well, okay, I'm expecting that. I'm not expecting that on this because it's not a finished whiskey. So, you know, it was definitely, different. I think it was fairly well made. Just not exactly the taste I'm looking for. So we're going to rate
the beer drinkers.
Yeah. If you're a beer drinker, you'll love this one.
Yeah.
Love it. So Union Horse Revivalist American Single Malt, we're going to be giving two sips.
Well, isn't that nice?
So that brings us to our next one.
Tell us about that, Bob.
Is from Westward. Westward was born in Portland by master distiller Christian Krogstad and co-owner and CEO Thomas Mooney. They began distilling whiskey in 2004 along with other spirits. Many startup distilleries create unaged spirits as a means to finance the long aging process for making whiskey. One of those spirits that they created, Aviation Gin, was noticed by a somewhat well-known movie star kind of guy. You might have seen him on TV hawking that now. Became a really big
hit. Otherwise known as Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. After selling off the brand, they now have the time and resources to focus on their whiskey. To make their single malt, they began by brewing an artisanal American ale from scratch using locally malted barley, ale yeast, and a slow, low fermentation temperature. Distilled twice in low reflux pot stills, the spirit is aged in new, lightly charred American oak barrels before the barrels are blended in small batches to achieve the signature flavor.
So, again, this is that beer made into whiskey.
Yeah. So the expression we're going to be tasting first is the Westward Whiskey Sauterne Cask, 45% ABV, 90 proof, that was released to members of the Westward Whiskey Club. It's finished for 14 months in Sauterne cask from one of France's Grand Cru Class A estates. You got a nice burnt bronze color to it. It's got a sweet nose. There's a little bit of citrus in there, a little bit of vanilla. A lot of honey. Very, very, very sweet nose. On the palate. On the palate, also sweet. A little bit of fruit, a little bit of honey. A little bit of oak. Very nutty. A lot of nuts in this.
I'm getting a lot of tropical fruit, not just a little bit.
Oh, it's all tropical fruit. Yeah.
This reminds me of that tropical...
I thought you
Jefferson's.
Forgot.
I did
the
forget.
Tropics, yeah.
The Jefferson's
tropics, yeah.
Or the Buchanan's pineapple. It's kind of like
it's pineapple.
Reminiscent of both.
Mm-hmm. There's pineapple on there, and you got some like mango and
The fruit comes out with water.
You add that little bit of water to it.
It's a tropical fruit bomb once you put the water in it. So
and this stuff will give you a senior moment if you're not careful.
That's all right.
To me on air.
This is the best one we've had so far.
It's called a stroke, Justin.
Oh, stroke?
Yeah.
Another one?
God. No, this is the best one we've had so far.
You had one the last show.
Yeah. The honey and the tropical fruits and the nuts just really work well and blend well together.
Well, when we first opened it up, it was kind of closed. And I thought, maybe this is not maybe they got a bad Sauterne cask. You know, maybe it was a little off. But once it got a little air to it, it opened up and it blasted them very nice. And with a little bit of water, that tropical fruit really comes out. But
I'm putting some water in the first time right now.
But again, it makes sense. I mean, Westward is known as one of the better American single malt producers.
My problem is all the American single malt guys, not all of them, they always play with hopped barley.
Yeah.
Why do the hops?
Because so many of them are from the Pacific Northwest and they're such beer geeks, they can't let it go.
Yeah.
And I wish they would because I just like, I'm sick of hops. Yes. But, Westward
is a good one of the better ones. This is a good example, though, of that with the hops. That's actually nice.
Oh, yeah.
But I would rather them not do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fruity, though. It's very fruity.
Yeah, on the finish, you get a little bit of a tobacco finish on it. You know, that tobacco leaf finish that comes with the fruitiness.
It's a good effort. I mean, I would not pour this out.
No.
If you pour me some, I'd enjoy it.
I like to make an ice cream out of this.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like a white chocolate ice cream with this blended in.
Yeah.
So Dalmore.
Have you ever had a dessert glaze made with Guinness?
Yeah.
I have
not. You put that on ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
That sounds good.
So this works.
We're going to be rating the Westward Whiskey Sauterne Cask. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
I want to give it a higher rating, but it's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Yeah, it's close.
It's because it's not ice cream close. Yet.
That's not ice cream yet.
All right, so we're going to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Okay, thanks, Bob. This is another expression from Westward. This is Ken's Artisan Sourdough Single Malt Whiskey, 45% ABV or 90 proof, 100% Pacific Northwest two-row pale malt. For this expression, the Westward reached out to James Beard Award-winning baker Ken Forkish, and used his new French sourdough levain. What's levain?
It's a sourdough culture.
In place of their usual pale ale yeast. This releases a blend of four different vintages between 2 and 6 years old. The color is a beautiful old gold. And let's see what I've got on my notes here. The nose. So the rye does come out. I get that rye spice and peppermint and honey. And it smells like a sourdough loaf. It really does. The sourdough comes out. So I get some minty spice and herbs and bread. It's all on the palate. And the finish, though, is different. Because I get peaches and plums and chocolate and vanilla beans. And then on the very end, it's York peppermint patty. It's interesting and weird. I don't know what to make of this. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you that this tastes like a sourdough in a glass in a way with...
But with the York peppermint patty?
Well, yeah. I mean, you get, but you also get that butterscotch on the palate.
It's not quite butterscotch
And you get, I mean, there's some herbs there that I can't distinguish that just kind of pop a little bit. But you know what? We'll be back and talk about this after the break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and Brent was saying what?
Well, I'm saying that this is one you need to add water to.
Absolutely.
You really get that, the butterscotch comes out on it, the softness comes out on it. You get those, you know, that vanilla bean on the palate comes out. Everything like pops a little bit, and it's really got this nice softness in the mouth.
Damn it, Brent, how are you schooling me on water? I'm the one who does that.
No,
you're absolutely right.
You know, so it's just, it's very nice. I mean, this is a pleasant drinker. You could sit and drink this for a little while. Not all night, but, you know, for a couple of drinks and before you switch over to something else.
I think I agree with you.
The
water really improved this.
Justin, what do you think?
So, yeah, you were really right about the water. Now it tastes like a good sourdough bread with Kerrygold butter. And if you want to drink that, well, this is the drink for you.
No suntan lotion, though?
Not on this one.
I still get the York peppermint patty on the finish.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
there. There's a mint.
Yeah.
It's like MGP made sourdough bread with Kerrygold butter.
Yeah. 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 This one, after sitting in the glass and adding water to it, I mean, it significantly went up in my score.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This gave the whole point.
I'm really enjoying it a lot more now. This is very interesting. And again, we had one not too long ago where they tried to do everything all in one bottle. this, they're just doing one thing. They're, you know, they're basically substituting their yeast for the sourdough starter. That's the only thing they're changing.
and it's all two row barley, yeah, which is fine.
And this all worked. This worked fine. So I think this one was a winner. So we're going to be giving the Westward and Ken's Artisan Sourdough Single Malt Whiskey a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
It's another one that's close to four.
Yeah. All right. We're going to have Justin, we're going to have Brent tell us about the next one.
Thanks, Bob. This one is the Westward Whiskey Cognac, or as I like to say, Cognac Cask.
This is Merck. That's Cognac.
This is Cognac.
He likes his Philip Mignon with his Cognac. Leave him alone.
The single malt whiskey is 45% ABV or 90 proof. It's 100% two-row malted barley. So this is another Whiskey Club exclusive. This expression was finished for a year in casks that had previously been aged in the XO Cognac cask, or Cognac. I like to say Cognac cask, for more than 40 years. That's a long time, you know. So
the requirements for XO is 10 years, so 40-year cognac is really nice stuff.
Yeah. The color on this one is a nice, again, it's a nice late 70s, early 80s copper color.
Very deep.
It's on the nose. I'm getting some like croissants. I'm getting a little bit of ginger, some clove. I'm getting just a little bit of a like a pear on there, and then on the palate, Oh, that's got a nice creamy mouthfeel all the way around. You get and this apricot, and this like a banana bread, like a nice banana bread, like made from like old bananas, not new bananas, but like
you got to use old ones. Yeah,
gotta use the old ones.
You got to wait till they turn black.
Yeah. they got to be the black bananas and put them in there. You get that right on the palate, a little bit of a melon flavor. And then on the finish, it's just...
It's more than a little bit for me. I got a lot of melon.
Yeah. And then on the finish, you just get this nice, smooth... It's not a long finish. It's more like a medium finish, but it's a fruity, smooth finish. There's no harshness to it or anything.
This is another one that is significantly improved with the time in the glass for me.
Yeah, it's
significantly.
Just,
and with water, again, another step up for me.
I agree with you, Bob. You're right.
This is really nice.
A little time in the glass, a little bit, couple drops of water. Or if you want to, you would use ice cube.
Yeah, you
your
just wait
melt.
A little bit. If you have patience on this one and just wait it out a little bit.
The cognac had almost a sharp edge, almost a burnt finish to it, and when we first poured it. But now that it's sat out in the glass for a good hour and a half, and with a little bit of water, now that beautiful cognac is opening up. And now I'm really seeing it. I'm with you. This is so soft and round and really pretty.
On this cognac this old, you get that rancio, that nutty.
Mm-hmm. And it was overpowering, but now it's settled down and it's lovely.
But I'm not getting the lighter floral notes, which I expect with good cognac too. But the floral notes are gone, but the rancio's there, nuts are there.
It's turned into those melon notes instead of a floral note.
Yeah.
You know,
It works well.
There's that little bit of raisiny in the top note. Yeah, this one is significantly changed.
This one is a Whiskey Club exclusive. Is going to be happy. They're gonna be happy with this one.
Yeah, and if you get it, pop the cork, let it sit for the rest of the day with the cork off, and then drink it, and you're going to be thrilled. What do you think, Justin?
This is the I just retired from 30 years in the government cognac whiskey. It is smooth, it is long, it is going to appeal to certain demographic of really hardworking people who've done a mindless job forever and now want to enjoy the rest of their lives.
Jesus.
So postal workers, basically. The
MTA, workers.
Same guys who go crazy with an AK-47. Okay, great, nice.
But if they don't go that way, they get this bottle.
Okay, so we should be airdropping it then. Okay.
So we finished our beer in a cognac cask.
Right.
There you go.
All right. I have nothing else to add to that one. So we're going to be rating the Westward Whiskey Cognac Gas Single Malt. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So that brings us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
Oh, you can regret that. Western
already have.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey Elements.
The minute you walked in the door.
High Desert to Klamath Basin. 45% alcohol by volume or 90 proof. It's 100% Oregon malted barley.
This was our High Plains Drifter theme.
High Plains Drifter. If you like the Beastie Boys, you might get that reference.
No, I'm a Clint Eastwood fan, sorry.
Yeah, I remember the movie.
So Westward Whiskey Elements, High Desert to the Klamath Basin is entirely sourced from Oregon, including two-row spring barley developed at Oregon State University. Prized for its flavor, the varietal is called Full Pint and is grown all around Klamath. This expression also includes a select blending from barley grown and malted in Madras, the central high desert, which was finished in Garryana, Oregon white oak casks from Oregon Barrel Works, the Pacific Northwest only cooperage.
So I'm confused. Madras is a state in India.
That is correct.
But this is Madras in Oregon?
That is also correct.
That's weird, man.
So we got on the nose.
I believe in America they call it Madras.
Yeah. Madras.
Well, I would call it Madras.
That's Madras. It's Madras, dude. It's
Madras.
Madras. Go ahead.
So this is...
Does it taste orange, red, and what's Madras colors?
This is what...
Orange, red, white, yeah.
Christmas smells like after grandma's baking the fruitcake. That's the nose. On the palate, got like that raw, brown, sugar, muddled, little bit of dark cream. The finish, you get like coffee, sponge cake. I thought it was decent. What did you think, Harmeet?
It tastes like the colors of Madras plaid. Red, blue, orange, gold. It's all there, man. It's all there. It's dark floral notes, like you said. I get ripe red apple. I got chocolate, milk chocolate and flowers, butterscotch and coconut and toffee and figs. It's a mix. It's complex, but it's not crazy like that other one where they threw everything against the wall. This, I can pick out flavors and I can be happy with this. I mean, it's quite good. Brent?
Yeah. So right off the bat, I got these floral notes on the nose and a little bit of sugar, like sugar and flowers. Adding water to it, that kind of like toned it down a little bit, and then it brought it back to life on it, you know, for those floral notes. On the palate, my thing is chocolate milk with butterscotch and flowers. I don't know how to describe it, but it's just like if I had chocolate milk and I drank it with butterscotch and flowers, this is kind of the note I get from it.
You know what's missing from this is a citrus note. If it had a citrus note, I think it would even be better. But the flowers and the chocolate and the butterscotch work.
Yeah, they all kind of work together, and it's creamy, you know. So you get the, you know, it's like that, you know, when you're on the finish, you kind of get like that, you know, like that the butter cake or the, you know, that you're finishing up on, you know, for your dessert and stuff. It's just a really nice blend. I enjoy this one.
Kind of desserty.
Yeah, very much kind of desserty.
Bob?
Not so much sweet desserty, but just desserty.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, because like a pound cake is not like sweet, you know, but it's, you know, yeah, like that. So,
well,
I had a really great bread pudding for dessert during the Kentucky Derby, man, I tell you.
Nice.
I think one thing we're seeing here is there's a trend with the ones from Westward. Open them. Open them and let them sit.
Open them, let them sit, add a little bit of water.
Because every one we've tried so far has, as we've gone on, the longer these have sat and got some oxygen, and especially with a little bit of water, every one of them has gotten better than when it first opened up. And this one's delicious. I mean, this one's really, really, really nice. I mean, it's got a great...
This is distinctly American.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's distinctly American, which is great. That's fantastic. That's what we're looking for. Is we're looking for American single malt. If I want did scotch, I'll drink scotch. Did he
mention this was in Garryana Oak?
Who? What?
Did he mention this was in Garryana
Oak? Yeah, yeah.
But so this is the type of oak that's Quercus Garryana is a oak found in the northwest part of America. It's different from Quercus Alba that they use for bourbon. It takes longer to grow. It's got tighter grain. It's
curvy. It's hard to work with.
It's a pain to work with. Yeah. But this is lovely. I mean, it's got a great nose. It's like Christmas cake and a little bit of fruit cake mixed in.
So much dried fruit as a fruit cake. It's more floral.
Yeah.
Butterscotch comes through. It's got a lovely creamy palate to it. It's quintessentially American malt, but really done well.
I really enjoy stuff finished in Garryana.
Yeah.
Remember we had that Westland stuff in Garryana.
Garryana has a very distinct
taste. That's from Washington State. This is from Oregon.
Yeah. So, excellent whiskey. So we're going to be giving the Westward Whiskey Elements High Desert to Klamath Basin a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So that takes us to our last one, which is the Westward Milestone Single Malt Whiskies, 43% ABV, 86 proof. Westward Whiskey Milestone is a new annual release. It was created using a 21-barrel Solera system that includes some of their most precious whiskeys.
I love the Solera system. Want to tell people about that really quick?
Basically, imagine a pyramid of barrels. You start filling them at the top, and as you fill them at the top, you take off of that. Put it in the next one, put it in the next one, put it in the next one, next row down, next row down, next row down.
Yep.
So by the time you get down to the bottom, it's got elements of whiskey that is much, much older and smaller elements of the whiskey that is younger. So you're basically sort of blending it out.
It's a great system. I don't know that everybody understands what the Solera system was.
I thought Solera system was starting on the bottom, went to the top.
Yeah, bottom to top. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have more of the younger barrels and you have fewer older barrels. Yeah. You
should always start at the top and go to the bottom.
So once you get to the top, you've got,
top down, that's that trickle down economics.
You've got elements of each vintage in there. So, but this one here, let's see, it's got a really nice bronze color to it. It's got a nice rim, bright, very clear. On the nose, it's just honey. It's got a nice nuttiness to it.
I get candied orange peel and lemon peel.
Yeah, there's definitely candied orange in there. I don't know about lemon, but I'm definitely getting the orange. And then on the palate, on the palate, I get a PX kind of sherry raisiny sort of note to
it. That comes through fast and furious. Yeah.
There's that raisininess to it, a little bit of dark fruit, a little bit of cinnamon, and that nuttiness goes right through. It's like a nutty, kind of like a nice nutty sherry.
I got almonds on the nose. Is it on the same on the palate, right?
On the palate, it's more darker nuts for me. It's more like walnuts, pecans,
so you taste a lot of dark nuts, have you, Bob?
Oh, yes. All the time. That's what she said. But delicious. What'd you think, Brent?
Yeah, this one was my favorite from all of them today. So I had higher regards for this one than most of you guys. But
it's gotten better as it sat in the glass.
Right. And on the palate, I get that raisins, those dried fruits, the little bit of nuttiness to it and stuff that follows through on the finish to get this nice brown sugar coating, baking spices. I love it. Harm?
I would go out of my way for this one. I didn't, when I first poured it and tasted it, I liked it, but I didn't love it. But now with air and water, I love it.
Yeah, this one's fantastic. What do you think, Jason?
I liked it. I definitely got like a durian melon pastry note on the nose.
I hate durian. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, but durian pastry is better than
the actual durian.
Yeah.
They don't let it on the subway for a reason. In Singapore, you're not allowed to bring durian in public.
You asked him, okay? Well, we're going to be giving the Westward Milestone Single Malt Whiskey a well-deserved four sips.
Yeah.
Killer, guys. And again, fantastic whiskeys from Westland. They're really doing a great job. So if you see anything with their name on it, pick it up.
Right. I'm a big fan of Westland. I'm a big fan of Westward.
Yeah.
They're both from the same region, the Pacific Northwest. I can't believe one didn't sue the other for the
names.
They
probably didn't get each other's mail.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our guests for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Thanks. It's been nice laying out by the pool.
Thank you, Harm.
You know, I didn't expect chlorine in my whiskey, but thank you.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Just call him as I see him.
Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, Made Man Bob, thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.